Blog Talk Radio.
Supporting the movement, Underground Coalition. We're doing our thing. This Houdini, holla at your boy. You dig?
Tune in at 1-323
580-5749. And that is our phone number that you can tune in at. And if that's if you don't want to press 1, you don't have to. You don't have to press 1. That's only if you would like to talk to the host or the guest. You know, you can press 1. But to let our listeners know, we also have the chat room open. The chat room be live. So, you know, everybody, we got the chat room open, you know. And shout out to Millennium, you know, doing big things. Shout out to all our guests that's in the chat room. And our guests will be coming through, you know, a little later. Just to let you know, our show is from 6:30 to 8:30. But, yes, we have Blind Fury today. And we also have Kaijan, Blind Fury tonight, and Kaijan. And they will be stopping through a little later. And I also want to give a special shout-out to D. Slate of the D. Hour Show. I mean, he is making so many moves, very supportive of iJive Urban Rich Radio. So we want to thank him, as well as Diva Spot Radio. They're doing big things over there with Miss Diva Mary Kay, and she's doing her thing, and also HME Radio with, and also, along with Clear J, HME Radio with Kano the Pyro. So y'all check them out. They're doing big things, and you know we got a movement going on, a positive movement, and we just here to support our artists. We're here to support our artists, and again, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich of iJive Urban Rich Radio. And we got some things going on. I've been getting a lot of emails from different artists about music. And, you know, we want to let you know that in order for us to play your music, you can send us your music and you, for submission. And in order, you know, if you, if we feel that it's quality, quality music, then we will send a confirmation to let you know that your music will be played. And it's a lot more with that confirmation. So just read through the confirmation that we send to you guys. And, you know, because we've been getting a lot of music that's, you know, not quality. So, you know, we've just been getting a lot of that. But shout out, I see 403 Mob in the building. Shout out to 403 Mob. We've been playing their music this week, and we've been excited. I love that My Only Hater. We played that yesterday, so shout out to them. They've been doing big things. I mean, they have clothes, guys. Check out 403 Mob. They also have the wristbands, and they have their own studio. This is a group of guys, this family, you know, working together for one common goal. They all have a vision, and they're moving forward. So shout out to 403 Mob. They're doing big things in Charlotte, North Carolina. So y'all look them up, check them out. And they're in the house as well. They're in the chat room. The chat room already jumping. To let everybody know again, our guest will be on. It's just a little later. Not saying it's going to be on right now, but just a little later. And we got some music we want to drop and we want to play to support our artists. I mean, they've been doing so much, working hard and doing big things. So we love to support our artists. And we have a freestyle. Graffiti Fresh, Black Max Freestyle. So we're going to check this out. So Graffiti Fresh was an artist that we've had on prior. And so shout out to him. He's doing big things. So Graffiti Fresh, Black Max Freestyle.
Yeah. I'm on my own. I'm on love and shit right now. I'm on Paper Evangelist. Yeah.
If you see me, say what up, nigga? I get loud. can roll it up, nigga. It's Mr. Money Hungry Rhyme when I hit that money talk. And I speak back. I'm blowing clouds from my car with my seat back. Shorty in my car, but she ain't where her seat at. Rolling at Miyagi, kicks like karate. Kid, if you got me, your bitch wanna screw me and you wanna chop me. These dudes can't copy. All on my dick like the strap of a jacket. Cool like the top back, snap back on. Backpack on, pull a mass act home. And I'm high as the nosebleed, but I got four seats. I'm balling out like who wanna endorse me? Only 911 if you're trying to push me. And that's only if you force me. And I'm tailor made in some chut though. You ain't trying to give me brains up. What you say I suck for? You say you ball? Then why you still up in your warm ups? Claim you ballin', but I don't think you score enough, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Fresh, nigga. The money hungry monster. So learn my name, ho.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and you were just listening to Graffiti Fresh. Graffiti Fresh, he's just he's been working hard. He did a couple of drops for me, and you know, we just really support our underground artists, and we also have a couple of artists that's in the next couple of weeks doing big things. So shout out to Miss Proper. Miss Proper will be on 106 and Park on July the 13th. She's also dropping her mixtape tomorrow. So she's be dropping her mixtape tomorrow, and it's called No Days Off. So here's the song, Oh My God. Check her out.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate
you
no more.
You know who it is.
I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
I got my bank up, now these niggas bankrupt. I just made they jaw drop, they should pick their face up. Feeling like a baker to these haters cause I'm caked up. Flow so amateur, you should get your rank up. Flat in the plane, cause I roll that dank up. Fuck another flame, putting gold to perp like Lakers. Look like Miss Piggy, where the hell you take it? Try to sit with the team, return after Lama Lakers. Her boss, I'm awesome, thank you for your thoughts and all your thinking. My profit is amazing, stick with proper, you might make it. Counting up your losses while I'm counting on my paper. You still love me, now your anger transform me to a hater. I know.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. If y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
Tell me why you mad, sir. Can I get an answer? Cause I make it rain on your dears. Now they prancers. My name keeps ringing around this bitch like Saturn. Money coming faster. Is that the matter? Product of they laughter, maybe I would understand ya. This money talk, say you broke, I can't grasp ya. Now these niggas hit me for a loan, no yo passing. Home for selling me and I'm not faster. How your definition is, I'm so plasma. All about my business, nigga, not just rapping. Radio next, then I'm storming the fashion. It's warm in the witnesses, the cash stack faster. Now they y'all bitter, bitch, cash rap.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
See how you run the game when you're on your knees. And I'm all aboard that money train, you can act free. I keep a cold heart to these hoes on my sleeve. I gave it to them once, now they never let me breathe. I'm starting with my army body, any that we please. And you don't want that war, so you answer without leave. Rock said it best, money grows on trees. When I flow on beats, nigga float like leaves. On my my God, oh my God, that's the mix. OMG, this nigga ain't fresh with them dusty air polo sneaks. He ain't dropping money, nigga. Nah, don't converse with me. See, they envy all my green, my tax bracket is out they league.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
Everybody wants to make comparisons to Pac and X and me. Y'all just want to see Pac come back? Y'all want to see this shit? It's here, nigga. It's here. It's here.
Machiavelli, rest in peace.
Irv Gotti. Too much Bacardi in his body. Mouth like a 12K shotty. Mm-hmm. And John said he shall be the lost begotten seed of Tupac, the lead is in the streams and the ways of the man. Follow me. Pussy, had ecstasy done got you all emotional and mushy. Bitches wearing rags and photos, Jive's words being quoted in the store, stealing pop shit like he just wrote it. You live mouth, trade a card, hoping no one's listening. These 50 coming for me. Oh my God, my position, no one will pay attention to me. Please, got it. Here I go, give me this pill. Ecstasy done got me feeling so invincible. Now all of a sudden, I'm a fucking madman. I scream like I'm Pac, but I'm not. Enemies, Hennessy. Acting like I'm great, but I'm fake, I'm crazy. Sweat twist, get me off this trip. Someone stop this train, some say my brain is all corrupted. Fuck from this shit, I'm stuck, I'm addicted to these drugs. I'ma quit saying motherfuckers' names before somebody fucks me up. Ain't no pussies over here, partner. See you in hell, fucker. Come get me, motherfucker, if you weren't shady. If Hot was still here now, he would never ride with ya. Never realized the precious time that bitch niggas is wasted. Institutionalized my bitches, bring me product by the bundles. Hustle hard for my sales, G-Unit motherfucker, we ballin'. Catch me count cheese and when I'm callin', she accept my calls, she'll let me sip on Hennessy. Can I sip some more? Hell, I done been to jail, I ain't scared. Mama checking in my bedroom, I ain't there. I got a head with no screws in it. Motherfuckers thinking they can stop 50. They losing it, little nigga named Ja, think he lied like me. Talking about he left the high school and took nine like me. You living fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. When your little sweet ass gon' come out of the closet. Now he wantin' YG and Mex, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, bitch, close your mouth. Peep me, I take this bullshit deeply. There seem too many real niggas ballin', let these bitch niggas beat me black. Motherfucking punker, you will see me with gloves. Quit saying them fucking kids with your ugly ass mouth. And you can tell them niggas you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Nigga, payback. I know your bitch ass from way back. When it's me strapped for Mac, knew I don't play that. All these old rappers trying to advance. It's all over now, take it like a man. Herb looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hit on my shit. Made a fat dick. Loving this shit, that's how you made me. Feeling like I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds. Open my doors, motherfuckers, no. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blowed. To the truest shit I ever spoke.
Hey, y'all, I've been one of the most humble. Rep the streets to call. Hey, Jeffrey, what the fuck you come involving me for? It's been a long time coming, like a blessing to check you. See, 106 and Park fans don't even fucking respect you. It's kind of funny when a B-pop when a fake like you dog running around talking shit that he ain't capable of. Now let me off this cocksucker, watch me handle you, nigga. If I recall, Violator used to manage you, nigga. Then took a closer look and realized you was an imposter. There's never been a Violator on a Murder, Inc. roster. Dumbass, now who's shooting? all made you look. You said boss singing the same old hook, you stupid. If y'all shootin', I take a look at your man. The bitch shot herself in front of Def Jam. Shut a bob ass nigga, start adjusting your plans. You let the streets down, nigga, apologize to your fans. Watch you pull a little stunt like we ain't know what it was. Little faggot desperate trying to reestablish a buzz. I know the shit is driving you crazy, you wondering how. The streets ain't never want you, Beatrice, what you gonna do now? Now if you wanna beef with me, then I'm beefing with you. I think about the game and what it's like, and what would it be without you? Finished. I ain't trying to repeat this just because I'm cool. Shouldn't take my kindness for weakness.
Oh, shit. It was fun. Next time you got a problem, man, address me before you try to make shit a public issue, homie. Now I'm going to return back to my regular self and have fun again.
Outlaws. Machiavelli the Don. Since you want to be Tupac, motherfucker. Tupac shoes too big for you to walk in, you little faggot.
What do we have here now?
Get up.
Bad girl, G4 fresh. Swear to God, if she take three more steps, I'ma give her what she want. This is B4 sex. With that hourglass frame, she don't need corsets. She a tease, more or less. Somebody gotta make the move. I ain't talking about me, more or less. My imagination's running wild, cause her shine kinda got my eyes squinting like I need more rest. Yes, huh, she can make a dime piece feel plain. So bad, she don't even give a real name. Fly handbag, look at a heel game. Sitting on the couch like she posing in a steel frame. Hips rocking while the club playing Lil Wayne. Man and in the tribe, but it's a real shame. All I know is that I was want her, and I don't care who's the owner. Owner.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl, light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time, cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Yeah. Eye candy as bad as y'all get. Like I say, this ain't your average old chick. Twitter avatar pic, had them all sick. Hit a Facebook, posted a status, one click. Butterfly rose, tatted on her wrist. Hard on my sleeve, I'm glad I don't snitch. Nah, cause she would know that she can have it all quick. Which is just another bill, I done added on quick. It's Sarah Williams, you heard my truth. So fly, couldn't see her from a bird's eye view. Gotta be careful with the words I use. With shots to push strong, courage comes through. Rejection, truly wanna send me. You know what they say, beauty's only skin deep. But I'd be lying if I truly didn't envy. Whoever got her when I knew it should've been me.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl, light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time, cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Nah. Ain't no holding back, the bad girl's always rolling packs. But you stand out, baby, doesn't get much more bold than that. Your situation is so intact, let me talk to you. See, I really ain't the type to go and call it quits. Let's put on the show, cause now you got an audience. You gotta feel your boy, cause I'm the real McCoy. And you don't seem like the type that's ever fraudulent. Greatness is the essence, I'm just glad that you graced me with your presence. Body is a 10, her face is an 11. And I'm kinda digging your perfect imperfection. Yeah, I'm headed to the coat check. All you see is drop jaws and broke neck. Yes, she can make a brother protest, but I won't rest till she getting no rest.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl, light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time, cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl. Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl, light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time, cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
All right, you're now tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're glad to be here today. We have a special guest coming in a little later in our second half. So what we've been doing is just playing our indie artist music, and right now, what you just heard was Thad Williams and Kane. And Thad is from South Carolina, and he is now in Iraq or Afghanistan. I just know he's overseas, and he's, you know, fighting for us right now. So big shout-out to him. He's doing that. And, you know, he's also making music. So, you know, we want to let the troops know that we support them here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And if you know of any troops, anybody related or just know of anybody, please be sure and let us know. You can write a letter or just let us know, because we support the troops here on iJive Urban Rich Radio. And, you know, we're excited about our guest that's going to be on tonight. Live Fury going to come, and, I mean, he's going to do his thing tonight. So we're going to talk to him. You know, see what's going on. Got some new music. Checking out his website earlier. So we're going to learn a little bit about Blind Fury tonight. You know, I was so excited yesterday. I mean, when I woke up, I saw that he said, I want to come on your show tomorrow. I was like, what? Okay. You know, it's all good. I said, definitely. We're going to schedule it in. And speaking of schedule, you know, I'm just so blessed that already it's not even July yet, and we are almost booked up, and it's crazy. You know, I had already started in the 20th of July, so up until the 23rd, we're booked up, and we're trying to get more artists in. I know I had to go and retract. It was artists that was wanting to be on so long ago. And I told them, y'all, we be booked, you know. We've been booked up since June, and now it's going into July. It's crazy. And, you know, it's good that we have the listeners supporting iJive Urban Rich Radio. If you want your music played, or if you want exposure, you can submit everything. But first we need a bio, a press kit. If you don't have a press kit, you can send a bio, music in MP3 format, and you can also, you know, email it to NikkiRich79@gmail.com, or you can email it to iJiveUrbanRichRadio@gmail.com, and, you know, we will send a confirmation. If you get a confirmation, that means your music is more than likely might be played. We also have some other information for all the artists that's also sending it along with the confirmation. So just check that out as well and read it clearly and understand. And also, you know, shout out to everybody in chat room. Chat room going live, Mr. Magic. And our guests, we got a lot of guests on today. Shout out to y'all doing big things in the chat room. And the phone lines is booming. I mean, everybody is just on. And thank you again for all your support. I mean, we are just growing here. We are well over 2,000 listeners and have been on for almost 3 months. It'll be July the 5th will be the third month. So, you know, give us a little pat on the back. We're making it happen. And it's all because of you guys, all of our listeners, all of our artists is working real hard, because we only deal with quality work here. I mean, I played this song on Trash It or Cash It. I'm going to get it for y'all. Y'all ready? I think y'all should hear this song. And you tell me, I want somebody to call me up right now and tell me if we should keep it, because we played this on Tuesdays. On Tuesday night, we have trash it or cash it. And if it's good, we're going to cash it and keep it in rotation. If it's bad, we're going to trash it. So if you are near a phone and if you can call me, then, or you could just also write it in the chat room, please call me at 1-323-580-5749, and you can press 1 to talk to me, the host, Nikki Rich. If not, you can just post it in the chat room. But here is the song. This is a prime example why we have submission. So check it out. Tell me what you think about this song. Like the game. So shout out to We Choosing. That's a prime example, guys. We really go by submission. But, you know, that's one of the songs that was trashed on iDrive Urban Rich Radio this past Tuesday. I mean, y'all check us out each and every Sunday through Friday. We are on. We live at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. To 6:30 p.m. Eastern to 8:30. On Sundays, we have inspirational gospel. And on Mondays, we have Shop Talk with celebrity master barber JB. And JB did all the people, the actors and actresses' hair for Transformers. Y'all know the movie Transformers? Well, he was saying if y'all seen anybody with buzz cuts and everything like that, check it out. You know, he's like, those are the people who hair he did and everything. Tuesdays, we got Trash It or Cash It. Wednesdays, Unwind Wednesdays. Today, we have Throwdown Thursdays. Throwdown Thursdays. And there, you know, we have DJ Mix and we have Freestyle. So today, you know, we got Blind Fury. He's going to be on at 7:30. We're ready. You know, I know y'all excited. We got Blind Fury today. So we amped up for him to come on. And we also have Tajon coming through. And just to let you know, on Fridays, we have Get Her Fridays. That's where artists perform. And last week, boy, they was killing it. 403 Mob went in, and they're also in the chat room now. They were doing their thing. I mean, they freestyled, them boys went in, and everybody was just like, you know, they was doing that. I mean, that was real freestyle. I felt like I was on 106 and Park. But you can call in. Anybody can call in and perform. But tomorrow we got Case. Y'all remember Case, Touch Me, Tease Me? Well, he will be on tomorrow, and it's my pre-birthday bash because my birthday is Saturday, and I'll be 32 years old. I'm excited about that, and it's my pre-birthday bash for tomorrow. I had to get Case, and some more artists are stopping through and showing love, so y'all be ready. Be on the lookout. We ready, you know. We're moving. We're moving, and this show here is to support our artists. You can take advantage of it or not. I mean, if like everybody, I don't know what's going on and why everybody, you know, think, oh, an internet show. I mean, that's where everything is. Technology is just, you know, is that is growing. And technology, most of the people, if you think about it, okay, look at your local radio station. Can anybody hear you from, unless they're streaming, from Australia or Mexico or anywhere? No, but as our radio station, you can. You can hear everybody all over the world. We've had people from Canada on the show. We had people from Jamaica. I mean, we had a little bit of everybody. And, you know, we just supporting our artists here. They're grinding. They're doing their thing. And we just support them. And they just moving forward. It's hard. You know, nothing's going to come easy to you. And we had Young Noble from Outlaws on earlier this week, as well as DJ Unk. They was speaking the truth. They was saying you have to work, and you do. Some think that, oh, I'm the bomb, I'm the best, you know, I'm a do this and I'm a do that. And, you know, people trying to do this, like, I know my song is good, but, you know, just always be ready to accept criticism too, you know, and positive criticism, you know, and criticism itself can be positive and negative, but it both can help you. You know, you might think, oh, it's negative, but it can be helping you as well. Just be willing to accept criticism, because I know I've talked to several artists and they've had this, like, they was on this high horse, like, I'm the best. And if you were the best, you would have a deal right now. So, you know, be sure. Ensure that to be able to accept criticism, because we're trying to help you. But we're going to go back to some of our any artists, and we have BZB with Money.
Make that money spin. I got that piece of dough. You can drop my swag, but never drop my friend. money spin, something like a whirlwind. Make that money spin, something like a whirlwind. Make that money spin, something like a whirlwind. I be getting it in, I be getting it in. Make that money spin, something like a whirlwind. Make that money spin, something like a whirlwind. Make that money spin, something like a whirlwind.
Come in, baby. Yeah, you can take all that off. Keep your heels on.
Yes, Devontae.
Let me in your castle, baby. Cause tonight is going down. I got it cocked and it's ready, baby. Take you to your highest high. Lay your sexy body down in my bed. With your secrets in your high heels on. Baby, it's gonna be a special night. Cause girl, I'm knocking
your heels on.
Ooh, baby.
I'm knocking your heels on. I'm knocking your heels on. I'm beating down the wall tonight.
I'm beating down the walls tonight.
I'm knocking your heels off.
I'm knocking your heels off.
I'm knocking your heels off. I'm knocking your heels off. I'm beating down the wall tonight.
Let me tell you something right now, y'all. Baby, be my apple in my place. Do you want it in a shower? Do you want it in a jacuzzi? You're making sexy sounds, cause you like. And all I wanna do is please tonight. Telling you what our body's locking and rocking to love and don't stop. No.
I'm knocking your heels off.
Knocking your heels off.
I'm knocking your heels off.
Ooh.
Devontae, Davin, Kings of Slow Jams.
Yo, 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 what's going on, baby? This your boy Swag Daddy, checking in live, Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know, Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl, Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is. I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
good was really bad. Everything bad was really good.
What if heaven was on earth, nigga?
The whole world vice versa. Vice versa. This shit here goddamn wrong. Gonna get you a motherfucking fat ass under that pool. Smoke that shit.
That's all vice versa.
Look up in the air, nigga.
I'm there with that popping. You know you nothing. You can lie.
Yeah, they know. Yeah, they know.
Bought me everything. Car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on an everything. This lady, Verwine,
she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know, they know, they know. So many women, I can't even name them all. I'm having dreams, all I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her, would she leave you? She said, hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dog. I'm that what that poppin', you that what that floppin'. You not what they lookin' for, you not what they coppin'. I'm what's poppin' in Compton, I'm what's goin' in Florida. I'm what's sellin' in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know, they know.
Welcome to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we're live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, each and every Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're glad to be here. We're excited about our upcoming guest, our second half, y'all. It's gonna be live, guys. I cannot wait, and we are just a few minutes away, 7:30, you know. Our homeboy, Blind Fury, is coming on, and we're excited about that. And we're going to be talking to him, hearing what he got going on, seeing what he's doing. And also to let you know that to our artists, if you want your music played, you can email us at nikkirich79@gmail.com, and that's spelled nikkirich9@gmail.com. And you also can email iJiveUrbanRichRadio@gmail.com. We got the chat room live. It's jumping in the chat room. We got also got our phone lines. They're jumping as well. And for those who are calling, or tell your friends, I mean, who are tuned in right now, tell your friends. Call 1-323-580-5749. I mean, we're live here at iDrive Urban Rich Radio. We got it. We got some things jumping today. Like I say, we support our artists. I wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Magic as well as Home Team Radio. I mean, they're in the building, and all our guests that's also in the chat room, shout out to everyone. I really want to give a big shout out to Home Team Radio. And, you know, we here, we support each other. You know, D Slate of the D Hour Show, y'all check him out. He's on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I know he's going to put his times in, but I do know it's at 11 Eastern Time. On Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, but he also can put his time in as well. And I want to say a happy birthday to Lonnie Mack. And he's over the NBH, which is they're a group of guys that have just been going hard, guys. They've been going hard in the studio. And it's his birthday, so, you know, we are so excited about that. And my birthday is also this Saturday. I mean, the Kansas Rock, they doing their thing. We rocking it here. June is almost out. So, you know, it's a blessing for an individual to see another day as well as another birthday. So we want to wish you a happy birthday. And we're just, you know, thankful that you took out the time on your day to come and share it with us. And we're so excited about that. We're so excited. And NBH been making moves. You know, I got to hear some music, and I'm loving it. And I really am loving it. And this is for Mr. Lonnie Mack. I mean, and this is for him and his special day.
Introducing Imperial Music.
Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, it's your boy J-O, Winston the Cannon. What on earth, know what I'm saying, coming out from 706. Here I tune in to Miss Nicky Rich, Blog Talk Radio. If you guys tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rained over. Get with us, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying, you gotta have the rest that wanna wear up the time. Y'all tune in, and let's get this thing pop.
Wow. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live today out of Charlotte, North Carolina, doing big things, doing big things. We have our guest in the house, Blind Fury. What's going on?
What's happening? What's happening? You know what it is. I'm here.
Made it.
Yeah, I made it. I made it. It was, you know, it was a little bit of doing, but I made it. It's all right.
Well, we're glad to have you on. We want to just say in the beginning, congratulations on all your success. I mean, we're just so happy about, you know, how well you've been doing and just everything you got going on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy everybody is, you know, taking notice and really showing support, man. It's love, man. I like it. It's cool.
Yes, I know it hasn't been challenging, you know, going from the competition 106 and Park Freestyle Friday to, you know, every day, you know how it was before until now, like everyday life and everything. Hasn't it been challenging?
It's a little bit different. I mean, people stop you all the time and want you to rap for them and take pictures with them and all that now, but I mean, I was doing this, you know, even before the 106 thing. Now it's just on a bigger scale, so it's a little bit of getting used to, but I work around it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but you spit fire, though. You are pretty mean on that mic. And I was
I'm
like,
pretty mean,
you know,
I like that.
Yes.
She country. She country. I like to see you pretty mean on that mic, though. You tough, boy.
Yeah. You know I'm country. I'm from South Carolina, too.
I like that. I like that.
But, yeah, I mean, when I was watching the TV and everything and just hearing your music, because I went also went to your MySpace and listened to some music as well. I was just like, I mean, I see a bigger picture. You know, it's just beyond. Everybody always talk about 106 and 106 and this and that. But, I mean, like you said, you've been doing it for years. And it's just, like, bigger than, I mean, you was killing it. I just want to go through TV. I was like, want to give you a handshake, pat on the back or whatever. It was. You was just killing it. Too much for them, you know?
Yeah, it's all about keeping momentum going, man. Like, when you got something built up, you just got to keep working at it. Like, you can't just get stagnant and comfortable and like, oh, I was on 106, I made it, I'm straight. No, like, you still got to keep working. Like, even after I won the championship, I had to fly out the next day and go work with Timberland. Like, I ain't really get to celebrate like that, so, you know.
And, Timberland, he is awesome. Did you get to also work with Missy Elliott as well? Have you ever gotten to work with her?
I met Missy. I look forward to working with Missy when I go back to Miami, like, in the next week or so. But we didn't get a chance to work together. But I hope, you know, to do a lot of stuff with her yet.
So, speaking of Miami, I just came back from – well, I came back Memorial weekend. It was live. It was my first time. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah, it do be real live up there. It's crazy.
Yes. And you know what I didn't know? I didn't know you was born in the Bronx, New York.
Nah, I wasn't born in New York.
Oh, that's what was said on your thing.
Yeah, people be saying things. I was born right in South Carolina, good old Camden.
Camden.
Yeah.
Camden, South Carolina. I used to run track down in Camden. They had track meets. Have you ever been to any track meets down in Camden?
They still do. To this day, they still got them.
Yeah.
It don't change.
Just
sports, you know how it go.
Yes. Because, I mean, Camden was like a little, now that's country. You talking about country?
I'm talking about country, cornbread, collard greens, and all that country.
Exactly. Oh, you like cornbread and collard greens?
Girl, look here, I like food. I like a woman that can cook, and I like good food.
Okay, now. Now, I can cook some cube steak and rice.
Hey, I like that, too. I could do that. My mama used to do that. You know what I'm saying? Do that.
Yes. And I know you always talk about your family. I mean, I'm very close to my family, and, you know, they have so much. They're very supportive, and I know that your family has been so supportive of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they really show me a whole lot of love and support, man, and I'm really blessed to be able to have those people in my life like that.
Yes. And I was watching, I watched a couple of interviews. I guess when you was doing your thing and everything, and I saw where the church, how you went to, you go to church and really involved in everything, and I thought that was awesome.
Oh yeah, man. You know, you got to keep the Lord first. You know, not to get all religious, but that's where it comes from. At the end of the day, that's where it comes from.
Yep. And, you know, that's why I say we play hip-hop and stuff on here. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with, you know, just giving God the praise and, you know, like you said.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've been known to turn off the hip-hop and throw some J. Moss on or something and just be like, yeah, man, let's get into this.
Yes. It started. That's what I want to know. What got you in the music industry, or just rap?
You know what? I couldn't even tell you. I've always liked music. I've always liked how it sounded, you know, different sounds and how they came together and drum patterns and whatnot. So I was always beating and banging on things and what have you, so it just turned into music.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, you got a talent there. I'm with you. I'm always beating on some stuff.
I look at it more as a hobby. I don't even see it like a talent.
I can't sing or rap, but I still try to beat something. You know?
Hey, I'm going to use that the next time, you know what I'm saying, me and my girl break up and I go out trying to find something. I'm going to tell them girls, hey, I can't sing or rap or nothing, but I can, never mind.
They be like, Nicki Rich cosign.
There you go.
Do
I
you
can't
ever
rap or sing, but I can show beat on something.
Huh?
I said, I can't rap or sing, but I can beat on something.
You are crazy. You are a mess. But listen, do you ever go to Charlotte for any appearances or any, you know, go to any venues to perform?
I go to Charlotte a lot of times to chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been out there, you know, and did a couple of things. You know, I've been to Scandalo's a few times and Bar Charlotte, 935, and all those places. And, you know, I love Onyx. You know, I hit Onyx up every time I get a chance, you know.
Honestly,
I ain't lying. I'm trying to tell you. They be treating me like I'm Betty Grind up there for real.
Oh, Betty Grind is coming on the 14th on my show, so we're excited about that too.
Betty's all right, man. He's all right.
Yes. Yes.
He's definitely all right.
It's listen, we got a chat room also, and it is going ham. And people, a lot of people was wanting to know, are you signed to any labels?
No, I'm working on a couple of things. I'm working on the situation with Timbaland right now. I can't really get into it because I don't know much about it. But, yeah.
We had the Outlaws on, and they told us, you know, when they came on this week, they was letting us know they had never been signed before, you know. And they still not.
Them boys is gritty. Them boys is gritty and grimy, though. They come from the hood. They real street. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But they said they never been on signed. So I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. Huh?
It'd be like that sometimes. It really, you know, it just depends on the artist. You don't really need a deal if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that people be killing me. They be hollering record deal, and they don't even be put together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
they don't got nothing going for them half the time.
No. Like, I just had an event up here with I don't know if you heard of Kevin A&R Shine. And
yeah.
He came through. You heard of him?
Yeah.
He had came through and he did like this little showcase, and they did a 30-second thing, you know, showcase or whatever, just to see what happened, if they was ready or not. Man, them boys, after they didn't even get to say a word after 30 seconds. It was crazy.
Them boys crazy up there, man.
This boy was like, yeah. And they cut it off. I was like,
oh yeah.
My God. He was just letting them know, you got to go ahead and be ready and start it, you know, right then and there.
Yeah, you do.
It's crazy.
You really can't. You can't be half-assing and yeah, and all on the mic and crunk like you little John. Like, you got to make it or break it right here, right now.
Yeah. Because like you say, you ain't going to get that long. He was like, when you walking into somebody's office, you may get 30 seconds. So you better do what you can within them 30 seconds.
Shoot, you know how many times I done looked at, you know, people auditioning, like I'd be auditioning and be like, all right, you got a minute. I'd be looking like, oh, wait, now? For real? Wait.
That was hilarious, though. I mean, I was crying laughing. And they want to shout out their peeps before. Oh, my God. It was crazy. It was crazy.
And it always be, they always shout out the people that ain't even there. They be like, hey, I want to shout out my cousin Ray Ray locked up. You know what I'm saying? Pookie them. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out my grandma Maybell and all them. Hey, we up here, man. We made it. They ain't even here.
No. It's crazy, man. I'm telling you. These people are... They don't know about the music. They need to be educated. That's all to it. It's crazy. Like, if you ain't did it, some people like, oh, I can rap, and only just been trying to do it for a little bit of time. But you need to go do your research. It's not, you don't have to go to college to rap, but you need to do some research on what all you need to know, you know?
I'm going to tell you like this. If I had known the game was the way it is, I don't know if I really would have got into it like that. Like, I used to be, oh, man, I'm going to go in the studio, I'm going to make a song, I'm going to rap, we're going to get paid. And I wasn't even thinking about the business, you know, the contracts and lawyers and sample clearing and all that craziness. All I wanted to do was make music. But it's more business than anything nowadays. They don't care about how hot you are. It's a business. Look at Flocka. Flocka ain't all that hot, but that boy's selling records.
Thank you. Exactly. Everybody's saying the same thing, but he's selling.
Bow, bow,
bow. Busting on them.
Bow, bitch, I'm busting it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it's catchy, though. You be like, what the heck? But then you start saying, he's like, oh, okay.
I mean, well, it's just like racks on racks. Like, I spent a long time hating on YCNP for racks on racks on racks. I did. Like, I was on Twitter bashing it. I was... in my homeboy circles, bashing it, throwing their CDs. Oh, some real shit, though. Like, I get by myself and just be cleaning up the house next day. Rex on Rex. I'm like, wait, I ain't supposed to be singing this dumbass song. What?
That is
Rex
true.
On Rex on Rex. And then the song just gets so stuck in your head that everything you say goes back to that tune. Like, you'd be leaving the house, you'd be like, I'm going to the store to get blush. Somebody tell me what you want. He was like.
That is so true, Rex. Like that song, Return of the Mac. What's the name?
Yeah, Mark Morrison. I like that song, too. Yeah.
I know. You have to because you remember how they kept playing it? Return of the Mac.
Yeah. And I didn't like it at first. It was just like Rex on Rex. But then, once again, caught myself in the shower. Return of the Mac. I'm like, hey.
That song will, I mean, that is another song that you'd be like, oh, my God.
No, but the crazy thing is that song is a staple in history now. When that song come on, you just start snapping and dancing and drinking and playing spades and all kind of stuff. That song just gets the party
out. Yeah. Oh, man. That's why I like South Carolina. Speaking of that, like playing spades and stuff, let me tell you, North Carolina and South Carolina, they totally different places. Everybody always say, oh, yeah, no, they're not similar. The things I like about South Carolina, you be on the porch, eat watermelon, put some salt on it, you know, you just, in the summertime.
Gotta swat away the mosquitoes and listen to the crickets.
Yes, but, you know.
Like my homeboy say, it's Bud Lights and mosquito bites. That's what it's all about.
Basically, in Camden, y'all got some mosquitoes down there by Bishopville, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Little Egypt, they got them down there. I'm trying to tell you, they got them.
Man, I went out there one day. We was at a church, man. My legs got toe swam up.
You might have had nice legs. It might not even been about the mosquitoes. They might have just seen something you liked and said, hey, I'm going for that.
They was like, them juicy legs, let me get some.
Let me have both of those.
Yeah.
Let me get the two-piece meal with the biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Bojangles.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have more.
Yes. But, and also, you know how the cookouts be. Anybody can go to a cookout. You know, up here, you can't even find a cookout. You gotta know somebody, and you just be like, where is the cookout? What's going on?
But that's because, man, that I'm gonna tell you something, man. You get them cities like Charlotte, and people lose sight of what's important. Like, they lose small-town values. You get them big cities, all they want to do around there is just, you know what I'm saying, whatever they doing and robbing and selling dope and whatever they doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more than that, though.
Yes. It's like they want to be city, but, honey.
Yeah, but y'all country. Yeah, because you can't be city, you country.
Exactly. We got some people on the line, so we want to go to the line. We have a 979. What's going on? Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Well, good. Nikki acting like you don't know who it is. It's Houdini, huh?
Hey, Houdini.
What's good with you? I'm actually in the studio right now. I looked at the clock. I seen what time it was. I had to call in. I'm working on some stuff, so I ain't got but a little minute, but, yeah, I just kind of show some love and support to the same thing for the Underground Coalition.
That's all right. And I feel that.
Lime Fury, he started an Underground Coalition where he got different artists coming together, just supporting each other, a positive movement. And he just
and
always showed his love.
That's the best movement to have right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, man, it's every genre, everybody. I ain't tripping. As long as you're real with your music and you're real with it, I'm down. We can do whatever. I got beats. I do everything, man. I'm Houdini. I make magic happen. You dig?
I feel that.
Yes, and he made a couple of our drops, too, as well. So, you know, and we
I think the wrong one on that other one.
Okay. But we thank you, Houdini, for okay. Well, we thank you
and
for all your
like 5 more tracks in and 6-7 different remixes, hopefully, if everybody get up off their ass and do what they're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but that's the key right there, though. Everybody got to get up off their ass and do something.
Man, if we all come together, we can do it. But if you don't get up off your ass, we ain't working together. You know what I mean?
If you don't work, you don't eat.
Already, and I'm hungry, man. I'm past hungry. I'm past starving. It's time. I'm famished.
I feel you, homie. I can dig it.
Look, I'm in
hurry. Hey, look me up on Facebook. Houdini, undergroundcoalition.webs.com. I'm on there, too. Fuck with me, hit me up. I'm always around. I'm gonna get back to the studio and drop this shit right now so I can get it to you in a couple of days. Holla, I'm
all
out.
Right. Bye. We're gonna get to our next caller and shout out to Houdini. He's doing the same.
Houdini need his own show. He need his own radio show.
Yeah, he did. He is. He's been doing his thing. I'm telling you, he support iJive Urban Rich. He support us. I mean, listen, we've been doing our thing. We got a positive movement. We got different radio stations we've teamed up with, and everybody just supporting each other. And we just rolling with it. It's a team, you know.
Rolling
with the homies. And
there you go, rolling with the homies.
We got a 704-499 number. We're going to go to that and check out who's this. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What up, Nikki? Hello? It's Shadow Day from the 403 Mob.
What's going on?
How's it going?
Good. We live with Blind Fury in the house.
What's up, Blind Fury?
Man, I'm maintaining, man. I'm maintaining, just kicking it, man.
Right. Hey, I called in to talk to you, man, to see how was it to work with Tech9.
Man, let me tell you something. Now, see, now you're going to get me on the subject that I like to talk about, and I'll be here all night. Let me tell you something. Like, Tech is one of the most awesome people that I've ever had the opportunity to work with, and I'm not saying this because he put me on, like, I've been following Tech for 10-plus years. Like, Tech is by far one of the dopest rappers and one of the realest, most humble people. Like, he reached out to me. It wasn't really like I reached out to him. He was like, yo, I heard you like my work. You've been bigging me up. Yo, let's do a track together. And I was starstruck. I was like a groupie, no homo. Like, I was like, word, for real? Like, and hype. So it was real nice to put it together. I still speak to Tech like once, twice a week, man. It's a long-lasting friendship, man. We're going to do a lot of work together.
Right. That sounds dope, man. That would be great to work with Tech9, man. He's like our favorite artist here at the 403 Mob Studios,
man.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was also wondering, man, are you down to do any kind of collabs or any kind of anything with us?
I'm always down to do collabs with anybody, man. Long as the music's dope and the energy's there, I'm with it.
Right. If you want to, man, you can ask Nikki, man. She knows us, 403 Mob.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to get a lot of contact info from Nikki before the night's over with, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? So I'll probably link up with a lot of cats.
And NBA, they also talking, you know, and everybody in the chat room saying, you know, they want to, with my linking up. So, you know, these are North Carolina and South Carolina groups. 403 Mob is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I know a lot of cats from out of Charlotte. I fucked with my man Young Nut out of Charlotte real hard. You know, he with MJJ Music Group and all that. He coming up in the woodwork, so I look out for him.
Yeah.
Are you based out of South Carolina, Blind Fury?
I live in South Carolina. I'm based out of wherever I'm getting paid to be at. Real
exactly.
Shit.
Right.
Thank you. Exactly. Money talk.
Bullshit walks 1,000 miles.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, by the way,
too.
Nikki.
Yes.
Can you? We just 403 Miles just laid it down for you for the intro for your show. We just laid it down on the track. It's your birthday present. We're gonna give it to you on your birthday.
All right. Thank
oh,
you.
That's sweet. Everybody in the chat room just say, oh, that's sweet.
Everybody in the chat room saying, I want to collab. That's what everybody in the chat room saying. No, I'm just joking.
But I guarantee you, if you collab with us, though, man, it's going to be a great, great song, I promise you. We just did a collab with Houdini for the Underground Coalition. We just finished that up a couple days ago, actually. But we're down to work with you, man. Anytime, you know, whenever you have time to work with us. So
that's what it is. I'll be up there in Charlotte making runs and things. I might have to come up there and work a little bit instead of all this playing I'll be doing down at Onyx. Shout out to Onyx.
You gonna have to do that.
That's the Onyx.
Yeah.
Is actually like right down the street from our house, bro.
Oh,
so
man, you can't say stuff like that.
And they got their own studio.
That's what's happening. I work, but sometimes I be at a studio down there in Charlotte too, where a lot of cats be coming in there recording. Like, it's a lot of different rooms, like a jam room type of situation. But it's real nice. I dig it down there.
Yeah, people, everybody's making it happen. And guess what? Charlotte is on the map, Blind Fury. Listen, people are trying to get here like ASAP. Seriously.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. Betty Mayweather put y'all on the map, I'm trying to tell you. Betty Grimes put it down there, you know what I'm saying? Betty Crocker keeping it cracking in Charlotte.
He is. I cannot wait till he come on the 14th. You know, it's going to be live. It's going to be crazy.
You got to make sure you tell him. I've picked him up throughout the whole interview, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, look, you should come on. You should call in on that day that he's on to support. Yeah, you should.
I might just do that.
Yeah. And also, we got in September, what I'm doing is, I got my second half of the event that is called North Carolina Music Summit. And, you know, I don't know how your schedule is. We still in the works of planning it. Or, well, you know, if you would like to come in or whatever, you know, we having that is where the artist showcase. We have different artists showcase and also just educate them on the music industry. With different A&Rs just telling them, but it's up to you. You know, we extend the invitation. If you want to just come on in, we don't got a definite date yet, but as soon as we get the date and the venue together, we'll let you know.
And let me know, you know what I'm saying, with the date and the venue and how far it is from Onyx. No, I'm playing. And I'll be there.
And how far it is from Onyx. Do you ever go to the clubs in Atlanta?
Yeah, I do. I go to a couple of little spots in Atlanta. I ain't been partying in Atlanta in a minute, though. You know what I'm saying? Ever since I found, you know what I'm saying, King of Diamonds and Liv and Queen of Diamonds and et cetera and what have you.
Oh, yeah. King of Diamonds in Miami, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Memorial
Liv
weekend.
Liv on Sundays, King of Diamonds Mondays. Yep.
It was crazy on Memorial weekend. It was live. It was so crazy. It was like, it looked like a school was in session or something, you know?
Yeah, it'd be like that. It'd be like that, I'm telling you.
And you can see it from the highway. It was just crazy. People was pulled over on the side of the road.
What bugs me out about Miami is how common celebrities are. Like, I seen one of them dudes from the Fat Boys, and he DJs at the strip club. And I was like, wait, that's the cat from the Fat? That's Prince Markie B. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I was bugging out.
And they got those houses. What is it? It's that little lane where it's a whole bunch of little houses or whatever they got on the water. I forgot the area, what it's called. But it's like a certain section where all of them got there. It's when you're coming into the strip of Ocean and all that. You can see the little houses and stuff. I was like, dang, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm telling you.
But we thank 403 Mob for, you know, tuning in. And they in the chat room going live. MBH in the chat room is Lonnie Mack. He's the manager of NBA.
Yeah.
His birthday is today, so, you know, he come on. He was so excited that you was coming on. Everybody was, really. And, you know, he was saying we wanted to shout him out because his birthday today. I mean, cancer's rock.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
What are you? What is your horoscope?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, man. Libra? Oh, Lord. Don't even talk about them. They don't get along with cancers. Not at all.
I dated
some Libras.
Couple. You're right. We don't get along with them. You're right. I dated a few.
Yeah. The Chinese, the little Chinese meal, you know, when you have that meal at a Chinese restaurant, it's a stay away.
Nikki, you a trip, man. I ain't lying. You funny.
You think I'm funny?
Nikki just be having a ball. She don't care. She just be in her own little zone, just laughing, tickled to death.
Yes. You know I'm a happy person, so, you know, I'm a little,
that's always right, happy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, sir. You know. But, yeah, you don't have to come to Charlotte now. Like, whenever, you know, music-wise. Not bend over, show the world.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that one.
You hear me? Not for bend over, show the world.
Oh, not at all. You remember? I gotta come up there and work sometime.
You was giving them little girls
I'm trying to tell you, I just can't find my way out of them little clubs long enough to work.
I hear that.
I was up there for CIAA, and about lost my mind, real talk.
You did? CIAA, that's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Man,
It was a lot of fun, though.
It was fun. Do you ever perform at CIAA?
I was about to. I ended up doing a whole lot of radio interviews and things and just, like, going out with my mans. And like I told you, I know a couple of artists down there that was doing showcases and whatnot. So I was just down there kind of chilling, enjoying it.
And I know you're saying you know a lot of artists. You tell them about iJob. You know, we support everybody. They can come on because we on podcast.
Sure.
You know,
I didn't know about y'all until the other day, until you told me.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm telling
you,
we
worldwide
here, honey.
We YC worldwide. Racks on racks. There you go.
No, we had artists from Canada. We had some Puerto Rico call in, Bahamas. What's his name from the Bahamas? Big AC, and from Canada is Llama, LAMMA. We had different artists come on. So it's pretty cool.
That's all right.
But you can tell,
Bahamas and sounded real country. We had the Bahamas and some Puerto Rico call in.
She just
country as you want to be.
I can't talk. You know that. You already know.
It's cute.
And could you see me teaching? I was a teacher for 7.5 years until last year.
I couldn't see you teaching nothing. You'd be laughing at them doggone children.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I miss them, though. But
I'm already knowing.
Yeah. But we were so excited. You know, I was excited, especially when you hit me up. Didn't even tell me yesterday when you hit me up. I sprung up because I had just woke up, and you was like, "Can I come out?" I was like, "Oh yes, thank you."
See, I should have called you early then and got my little very white on it. Yeah, so what's up, Nikki? We're gonna try to send this energy out for like tomorrow night or something. Let me know when you know what time you want to call in and all that, and we'll set it up.
You got that very white.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be a new song. Look, you know how them kids be, "He got that very white. He got that."
Yeah, she got that very white.
You know how they be doing
to me. I'll tell you.
That's a new rap. Got that very white.
Or not even. You do like Rick Ross. "I think I'm very white." Isaac Hayes.
"I think I'm me." Larry Hoover.
Larry Hoover, yep. Mm-hmm. Go to church. Hallelujah.
That is a good one. I ain't never heard that one. Go to church.
Hallelujah.
Preach. Preach. That's what they used to say. Preach.
Yep, preach. Well,
boy,
my favorite was, "You better sing your song, boy."
Sang it. You better
sing
it.
You better sing it. You better sing it.
You used to sing in church?
Yeah, I did a lot of that here and there, a little bit.
Let me find out.
Just a little bit.
Little
R.
Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do it, hun. Blonde Fury single? Are you single?
It depends on what day you ask my girl. Real shit. I ain't even lying. If you ask her today, no, I'm not. But if you ask her, say 2-3 days ago, yeah, I was.
Okay. I hear that. You know how we have our days sometimes.
Oh, believe me, she has hers twice a week at least.
You are funny. You are hilarious. That's what it is. You are hilarious.
And see, and
you
I
are
be
crazy.
Like this on Twitter. I be on Twitter all the time going ham. Now you see how I be.
Yes. We got I love some Twitter. Don't even talk about that issue. But we got another caller from an 864 number that's on the line. 864 in the house. What's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Nikki? It's your boy, Lonnie Mac. What's good?
Lonnie Mac, birthday boy.
Yes, sir.
Happy
what's
B-day,
going
homie?
On? Hey, man, I appreciate it, Blind Fury. Hey, first of all, I just want to say congratulations on all your success, man. You repping South Carolina hard. We appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Letting
Thank
letting
you.
The world know we got some talent.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, down
oh,
here
yeah.
in South Carolina. But just got a couple questions, man. First of
Go
all,
ahead.
I know you probably got your bucket of KFC, which...
Nah, I gave up on KFC. I don't like clone chicken no more.
Oh, you don't like it no more?
No. Nope.
Oh, okay. But
we
need
Bojangles in here, honey.
It's all about Bojangles. That's where it's at.
Bojangles. Bojangles is actually. That's what I want to hear. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yep.
But but with the new movie Transformers coming out, you know, came out yesterday. And you on the soundtrack. I just wanted to know how that all came about.
Actually, it's the X-Men, but it came, man, I don't even know, man. I was sitting at the crib one day, and my connect from BET, you know what I'm saying, that really pulled the strings and got me in there, you know, as far as the 106 shit went, called me. He was like, yo, the soundtrack is, you know what I'm saying, coming out. They want to know if you would do a verse for them. I was like, all right, whatever, send me the beat. And they sent me a beat, and I didn't like it, so then I went and remade my own beat and then just did the song.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. And I know you said you worked with Timbaland, and you've been working with, I know you're on a new track with Tech N9ne. What other artists outside of, I guess I want to say, what other artists or other producers outside of major artists would you like to work with?
I'm a real diverse dude. Like, I mean, one day I might say I want to do a track with Nickelback or do some real rock and roll type shit. And the next day I might get on some, man, you know what? I'm going to get on some country shit and go with some Blake Shelton. Like, you never know where I might be at. I'll be everywhere. So I really don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is whoever's music really appeals to me at the time when I'm working, I would do it, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I met you a couple of months ago up here in Greenville.
At Sidelines, right?
Yeah. No, I met you at Red Planet. You
yeah,
know,
it, oh, my God. I had fun there that night. Like,
yeah.
That was a night, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the night right there. And, you know, I had
yes,
my homegirl with me. I had my homegirl with me, you know. She's still a big fan, Misunderstood, you know. I don't know if Nikki know about that, but we do have another female artist that's down with the family, Team
okay.
M.
That's that tall girl, right? That's that old loud tall girl that been rapping, right?
yeah, Misunderstood.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all over the place. I remember you there.
yeah. That's what's up. So, we know, like I said, man, we really do appreciate you putting on for the city, putting on for the state of South Carolina. Get to know us, you know, MBH, man. You know, we out of Belton, South Carolina. You know, we doing big things ourselves as far as pushing, you know, grinding. We got album in stores, album on iTunes called The Call of Duty. You know, we got a couple videos out, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, whenever you get a chance, check us out. You know, you can get the info from Nikki. Other than that, man, we just proud of the whole South Carolina movement. You know what I'm saying? Because
I'm proud
people,
to be part of it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That just make me happy. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah,
like, I know for a fact you've been grinding for a long time. I remember seeing you rapping way before you got on 106 and Park, and you was battling cats and doing your thing. So it's all love, you know, from us here at MBH. You know, we just want to, you know what I'm saying, just give you some love, man, and can't wait till you drop an album because we're going to definitely go platinum first week. I know you're going platinum first week.
You want to hear some funny shit?
What's up?
Just as much as you can't wait for an album, my management can't wait for one either. So,
but on the real, let me ask you one more question. If you had a choice of a label, who would you want to be on? If you had a choice, if you could pick, who would you sign to?
I'd sign to Strange Music. I would sign to Strange Music, the number one independent label in the country.
Mm-hmm. Keep it strictly independent.
Yep, strictly Strange all day. Go pick up that Tech N9ne album because you know I'm on it and support good music. That's
that's what's up. That's what's up. That's
up. Anything else you would like to say to Mr. Fury,
honey? Like I said, man, I just want them to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? I know grind ain't easy. You know, it's easily getting distracted. You know what I'm saying? But he got a good team with him. You know what I'm saying? He got family with him. He got a good team keeping him grounded. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting for the album. I'm waiting for a mixtape, whatever. Say Blind Fury, I'm just waiting to get it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got, Nikki. You know what I mean? I just want to congratulate the homie on the success. You know, just keep putting on for the state of South Carolina, you know?
And thank you. And happy born day, homie.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Much love.
All right.
Happy birthday, homie.
Thank you,
Nikki. Wish you the best.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, they doing that thing. Shout out to y'all. You know, they got some hot wristbands, y'all. I know I got one. It's glow in the dark.
Hey, we got them Hustle Ghost. We got
one.
Hey, we got them Hustle Ghost t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? You want to get your Hustle Ghost t-shirt, we got them. We got them wristbands. Whatever you need, we can get. We got. It ain't no problem, man. We got them Hustle Ghost t-shirts in all colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all right, bro. That's all right.
Yeah, so just check us out, man. Like I said, you know, website, naturalbornhustlersonline.com. Get to know MBH, man. That's what it is.
Right, that's what it is, homie. I'm going to check y'all out tonight.
All right, man, appreciate it.
All right,
holla. Happy birthday.
All right, thank you. Peace.
And for those who don't know, I got some little T-shirts, too. It's called Urban Rich Wear. You go to www.urbanrichwear.spreadshirt.com. Check it out. Got Nikki Rich on
it. Check it out.
Chickity-chick yourself,
Don't you do it, Nikki, don't you do it.
look, speaking, I got some freestyles for you, though. I got some old-school freestyles. I think this is the time that I can freestyle, you know. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember these, so it's about British Knights.
All right.
Okay. We're British Knights, we here to say, gonna rock this restaurant any day. I'm B, and I'm bad. Mess with me, you wish you never had. Ooh. We're British Knights, we here to say, gonna rock this restaurant any day. I'm K, and I'm a knight. Mess with me, we really have to fight.
No, I'm sipping because you said, ooh.
That was the crowd. They was like, ooh.
Look, she said, ooh, everybody in the chat room just had to go, ooh. Yeah, man. Nikki's a lot of fun. Nikki's a whole lot of fun, y'all.
Yeah, you know I am. And I got another one. I don't know about this one. It goes, oops, I meant to say truth. Walking down the street in my combat boots. Got in a fight last night. Got a little blood on my British knight.
Uh-oh. She got a little blood on her British knights. Uh-oh. Y'all better watch out for her. She banging on y'all, man.
But those are the only ones I could do. I'm sorry. I give up.
What about
Millennium? Let the cow sing. She's talking about me. I'm sorry, y'all. I tried. My daddy's a preacher, though. My brothers can sing. He rap Fleetwood SC. You know, y'all can check him out. Fleetwood.
All right.
He's doing his thing. Oh, I got some music for him, too. But, you know, I'm up here supporting everybody. You know, show some love to my little brother. He do his thing.
That's
he
all right.
He got this thing called Swag Overload. He just be working hard. He listening. He's tuned in, too, right now. And he's on Twitter going ham, talking about listening, tune in and listen. He going ham right now. That boy be killing his Twitter. But he shout out to you as well.
I hear that.
South Carolina, I mean, they doing their thing. I'm sorry. Everybody doing their thing. But I want to play a little bit of this for you, and then, you know, we're going to come back to you, okay? This is Fleetwood, so I want you to listen to this, all right?
All right.
Okay. I'm just going to play a little bit.
I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stun hard, pockets on swole, bags over hoes, swag over low. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stun hard, pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over no.
Another day, another dollar, the money comes steady. Sleeping on a nigga, I'ma turn into Freddy. Shawty at the telly, blowing up a nigga's telly. So I'm finna get some cut from a girl I call Machete.
Already.
Fleetwood, realest nigga till the casket drops. On the road to riches, bypassing the traffic stop. Getting money, haters feel like this has to stop. Hey man, I'm out this world, call me the swagstronaut.
Okay.
So much money in my pocket, dog, it's falling out. I only speak Guapanese, so I don't know what you talking about. Handful of bags at the mall when I'm walking out. Coach finally put me in the game, now I'm balling out. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stun hard, pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stun.
Welcome back to iJive Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we live in the building with Blind Fury. What's going on?
We live in the building with Nikki Nikki.
Nikki Nikki. You already know. Some people call me Nick Nick.
I hear that. Ain't no telling what I got in here. I like that. That should be jamming right there.
Yeah, well, that's my brother's swag overload.
You know, whatever, stacks over hoes. Swag over the I like that.
Yeah, he be doing that thing.
I was over here waiting for the rest of the song. I'm over here about to get my flock on. Like, pow, 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 ready.
I should have played the whole, you know, I just wanted to give you a little taste of it. He on Reverb Nation and all those, you know, and Yeah, you should check him out. He got this other song. He got so many songs I just love, you know. So shout out to my brother Fleetwood SC. He on Twitter, you know, Fleetwood SC.
He on Twitter. Ain't no telling what he got in here. Follow him. Find out what he got in here.
Asta hard. Pockets on slow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, everybody, our line's blowing up. We got somebody on the line again. Oh, well, I guess they gone again. But somebody get on. They get on, and then they be like, oh, that's all right. But, yeah, we got so many people that just be sending us some music. Oh, my God. There's this one. You know, we talk about having some music that can be played that's suitable for airtime. This guy hit me up. He was like, can you please play my music? Can you play it? And I was like, yeah. You know, I got to listen to it first, honey. When I listen to it, because everybody think they can rap. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
right.
And they deaf that they can really rap. They was like, they be wanting to get mad, like, oh, play my music. And not everybody can rap. And this one guy, he sent this song, and it is horrible. I mean, we put it in Trash It or Cash It. That's Trash It or Cash It Tuesdays, and it was
mm-hmm.
it was horrible. I was like,
I'm gonna tell you like
it's
this. I'm gonna tell you a true story about how I feel about that particular. Like, I was chilling with a bunch of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Producer homeboys of mine. And I've always been a big Rick Ross fan, right? So my homeboy was like, yo, I'm about to change your mind about Rick Ross. I was like, how? He's like, listen to this shit. So my homeboy throws on this song, and the first thing I hear is, I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope. I said, oh, no, 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 no. You can't be serious. Yeah. And now motherfuckers, I would have never thought that song would sell, but everybody's running around here bumping it like it's the hottest shit ever.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone.
That's, no. Well, when I went to Miami, a lot of people were saying it's crazy, you know, because I'm a big Rick Ross fan. But when I went to Miami, they was like, you know, we don't really like him down here, right? I was like, for real? Yeah. I was like, I like Rick Ross. I love, you know, Jeezy,
yeah, like,
Rick Ross.
I like Ross.
And Gucci Mane, that's my two people, no, my three, they're my top three.
Boy, no, I can't fuck with Gucci two times no more. I can't do it. After Gucci two times, I had to leave it alone.
Oh, I had that song in rotation. I got that song in rotation. Yeah,
I was riding around with my home. We was riding through Charlotte. Matter of fact, I was coming from the airport. And hopped in my homeboy car, and, you know what I'm saying? And being that I had just got off a long flight or whatever, you know, we stopped at the store, got a cigarillo, rolled up and whatnot. So we riding through Charlotte, and for 6 minutes, the only words I'm hearing this dude say is, Gucci, Gucci, two times, say it two times, Gucci, Gucci, two. I'm like, what are we listening to? Is this what it's come down to? We brainwashing people, nigga, Gucci, Gucci, two. If you hear something enough, you going to start following it.
Mm.
It all goes back to racks on racks on racks.
I like Lemonade. And there's another song. What is it? How it goes? Lemonade. What's it? I never know what they say.
I never could understand Gucci because he always got a stuff. Oh, what was your mom?
What
was your mom? What was your mom? What was your mom? What was your mom?
Yeah. I'm driving a limo. He sounds like.
What was your mom? What's up? Ross, our lifestyle might don't make it. Waste it. What? He said, might don't make it. How do you might don't make it nowhere? I might don't know about that one.
Look, shot, but shot it.
Yeah, shower bud, exactly.
Shower bud,
shower
bud. Rock and Flock is the funniest.
Anybody hating on Shark Boy Shorty, you need to go kill yourself because that shit's funny.
It is. He's like, hey, okay.
He kills me. Juice Man kills. You ever listen to him talk? Hey, did you, man? Hey, y'all already know we bucking. We doing it down here in South Carolina. Hey, you, man, we bucking. Hey, okay.
You sound just like him.
Hey, look, shout out to you, man. Come down from Atlanta. Shout out to him talking about we going to do a real big down here. Hey, okay. Hey. Bye. No.
Got that super fresh shot. Got that super fresh, you know, so, but got that fresh shot. It's that super fresh.
Yeah, it's super fresh. Mm-hmm.
They are crazy. That's three. That's three right there. But they making racks on racks. They're making their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be me one day.
Hey. But see,
look,
and
I can't
feel bad because but I can show beat on something.
Yeah, I can beat those up. You are hilarious. You be having me crying, boy. You is crazy. You be having me crying. That is wild. That is crazy. I'm so glad you came on, man.
I don't even look
at
this like an interview, man. I ain't even looking at this like an interview. It's more like a conversation with an old friend, man. I just be chilling.
That's how we do it here. We do this all the time, honey. We do this every day. Every day.
Man.
All day.
I'm telling you, when Betty Mayweather come up there, you know I'm going to call in, you know what I'm saying, show love and all that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Betty Grimes be doing his thing. This is on the 14th. July 14th.
I call him Betty Mayweather, but you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, we call him Betty. That's his name on Twitter, too, ain't it? Betty Mayweather.
Yeah, Betty Mayweather.
What's that song? Damn it, I'm fly.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
No, but I like the new joint that I keep seeing the commercial for.
Oh, yeah, they played that for the BET Awards. They just played the new one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was during the BET Award time, I mean. That's when I saw it. Yeah,
that's the only thing I'm going to really have to say to Betty is, man, how you get a plug with TV spots like that? Because every time I turn on my TV, the new single from Betty Grimes. Make sure you cop the album, the song produced by Drummer Boy. Here you go, Betty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I want to be in there. Shit.
Because he's hard working. He grinding. I mean...
He is.
He's doing it the right way. I mean, like, because people just, they think that you got to be somewhere at somebody venue performing. Oh, see me, 30 seconds, 30 minutes. See me, I'm rapping.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm rapping, yeah.
He doing his thing. And we support him
long,
too, you know.
Yeah, long as I don't hear no Betty Grimes featuring Juice Man, I'll be all right. I'm going to stop after
you
that. You'll
be like,
did you, man, Betty Grimes? Hey, shout out that. Hey, got super, super fresh. Shout out, hey, did Betty Grimes, Juice Man? Okay. Nope, I quit right now.
You're like, damn it, okay.
Yep.
I'm fine.
Hey, this
okay.
Remix, damn it, I'm fly. Trap still bucking. Hey.
Okay. Bucking. What in the world? Bucking. What is she talking about? Bucking? That's what they be like. Y'all just be making up stuff.
Yeah, they do.
And Blog Fury, I better not see you nowhere planking, honey. You better not be planking.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
I don't want to see you nowhere planking.
But you're going to see me bucking.
But, Hey, okay.
Got a Halloween bucket. Trap still bucket.
Yeah.
That's all right.
our other artist, Kajan, he was supposed to be on today. We having to reschedule with him. We just got some word, you know, and he said he's rescheduling. So, y'all, I know y'all was like, what happened, you know, but today it's just been so great with Mr. Blind Fury SC Finest.
Man, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's Finest. Well, we got one more person on. I mean, 702. Not the group.
I used to like them girls. I wanted to hit all them girls back in the day. Swear I did. All of them.
I used to like that song they used to sing.
Yeah.
But we have someone on the call. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
What's happening? This Kano the Pyro from Las Vegas. HME Radio. Blind Fury, what's happening, homie?
What's happening, homie? What it be like?
Oh, man, this, you know, kicking back and joining y'all while and now on the show talking about Mr.
Hey, yeah.
And, you know, Gucci two times.
Yep, all that. Y'all having fun, man. I'm enjoying
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
You spit a freestyle for us, man, but, you know, Nicki Rich show up, you know, just spit some line on the top for us, man.
Hey, but see, you already blowing Nicki cover, because she was going to try to make me do that at the end of the interview. See, I was going to make her forget. Now you've been behind her.
We got it.
I didn't hit the spoiler.
Yeah, you hit the spoiler, honey. Y'all just ready. Y'all just be ready for him to freestyle.
You
like, spit something, man. Come on, Blind Fury.
I know you wake up in the morning and spit bars. Come on, son, spit something.
Yo, I wake up and I'm a true story. Real quick, I'll give you the short version. My regiment goes something like that. I wake up in the morning, roll a blunt, eat some cereal, and try to rap something.
Look, you ain't beating on something, is you?
Nah.
I'm just messing with you for what I was talking about
earlier. Hey, I wanna ask a question, man. Hey, Blind Fury, who's the artist that you really wanna work with, you didn't get a chance to work with yet?
Big Crit.
Oh, Big Crit, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now my dream collab, because all of my other dream collaborations have come true because I just breathe them into existence. So I'm going to try this one too. I want to have it with Big Crit, Trey, and Lil Kiki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dope movement right there, man. I want to hear that.
HME Radio. Tell them about you, HME. Where you at? A little bit about you.
I'm Kano the Pyro, man. You know, we're located in Vegas. We do 7 days a week. HME Radio stands for Hustler Movement Entertainment. And, you know, we're doing the same thing Nicki Rich doing. It's showing the underground some love and getting y'all out there a little bit more than the average. So, you know, we
sure,
7 days
a week. Show too then.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. Have Nicki Rich link us up. You know, you can definitely, you always
come out
welcome,
there
man.
And do some, come out there and do some gambling and some chilling, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's hot in the motherfucker, right. Too. You might catch a tan, goddamn.
Shoot, I've been catching one, actually. And it's hard for a pale motherfucker like me to catch a tan, but I'm catching it.
Man, it's like 107 in the shade.
Man, look here, it was 93 degrees outside today, period. There wasn't no shade. Like, you ever had that heat where it's so hot even when you get in the shade, you're like, man, I could have just stayed over there, dog. I'd have been better off.
For real. You know, you cook an egg on the sidewalk. Man, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, man, we go on tonight from 8 p.m. to 11 Pacific Standard Time. And we got an artist, Bags the Boss from New York. He's going to be
Bags
on tonight.
Bags the Boss. I never heard of him, but I'm going to check y'all out tonight. I ain't got shit to do. Well, got to go hit the loud man up. But, yeah, other than the Kush, man, I ain't got shit to do. I'll check y'all out.
That's that's 11 at night, Blind Fury. So get your rest before you go.
Yeah, my cushman don't get off work at 10 o'clock, so you're good.
Well, I appreciate it, man. We, you know, looking forward to hearing you on the show.
All right, that's what it is. Then we schedule it. We set it up.
Hey, man, check it out, man. We also throwing an event out here, man. It's called New Vegas Battles. It's going to be probably like in the beginning of August. We're trying to crown a new battle champ out here, all the underground, all new cats. We got, you know, good package, grand prizes for the winners. And, man, it's going to be awesome, man. Need to come out here for that, you know, support for the freestyle artists.
Depending on whether I'm in Miami or Montana in August, yeah, we'll work it out.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man, it'll work out. We may go. I was going to say, yeah, man, because Tech got me going to Montana to shoot that video. I ain't never been to Montana in my life. He told me, yeah, we're going to go to Montana. Like, it's just the coolest shit in the world. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Man, I don't know nobody in Montana. I don't know what the hell they doing up
there. Exactly. They ain't doing nothing up there.
Man, that's what's up. When the official album gonna drop, man? I ain't get a chance to hear nothing about that.
I don't even, like, hey, I made the comment earlier. The same way my fans is looking for my album, my management is looking for my album, too. So, when are y'all gonna find it?
That's what
you know, I'll sit down one day and push it together, you know, when I can find some free time.
How you feel about, you know, like file swapping? Are you down for that? Or if artists want to get at you, producers?
I'm with it. This is my stance on it. I'm with it as long as it's used, you know, for a collaborative effort, you know what I'm saying, so people can progress and build from it, you know, and make things happen. But all that, you know what I'm saying, burning somebody's CD so you can go bootlegging and sell it for $3 to $5 in your hood, that's not cool. Don't do that because you wouldn't want me to do that to you.
You know? Yeah, I feel you on that.
And everybody, you know, everybody do what everybody do. They coming out with mixtapes every day, every other day. I got my mixtape called this Jason Went to Jail or something. Mixtape Shawty.
No,
mixtape
the thing about it is, and okay, I'm not plugging Apple or nothing by any means, but iTunes has made it so simple. You just click and buy it. Like, and it's just 99 cents. Who cares? Just buy the song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I kind of like going to the iTunes store and buying shit because I feel like I did something. I accomplished something. I bought something.
You know, you're getting a good quality too. You're not getting the bootleg version where it's all not mastered and
popping and skipping.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a better quality, and man. So support your, you know, your real artists out there.
By the way, since we're talking about mixtapes and a lot of underground artists be listening, why don't y'all stop with all the extra DJ drops in y'all's records? Once or twice in the song is fine enough. But all them sirens, gunshots, and
I mean, like, once every three songs.
Mixtape.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to even hear it on every song. Can you, like, just skip, like, 1, 2, 3, all right, do another drop. You know, 3, 4, 7. See that? Right there, I need to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it on every song. And like you said, I don't want to hear it 10 times on a song.
Yes. I mean, do like how DJ Clue did. You see how he would do on every song? Just DJ Clue, and the song. That's it. That's cool.
That's it. This one got, let me think of somebody's name, Charles Remix, and just keep going, Charles Remix, and you can't even get a song.
Charles Remix, exactly.
This is crazy. You just keep hearing the same thing. You can't hear the song for somebody shouting it out. I told this other boy, I was like, you got a song without somebody shouting it out? And then he sent me the same song again. I was like, this is...
I think it's the DJ mixtape more than the artist.
It is. And when the DJ be running the damn record 8, 9 times.
Yeah, they spend more drops than the nigga spend lyrics.
Yeah, man. And if I hear that ghetto ass girl say DJ motherfucking Rail one more time, I'ma lose it. I'm tired of DJ motherfucking Rail. No, shut up.
You know, people start hearing, oh, they doing something good, but you know, it do get annoying. They should go back and remake it, you know, make a new one. keep it, you know, have options, motherfucker.
Exactly.
You're right. And then the DJ be louder than the song.
Yeah, what kind of advice you want to give all the folks that's doing mixtapes, you know, on the come up?
Be more original. Like, don't rock so much over it. You know what? If you want to make a mixtape like how Drake be doing. Cause Drake makes album mixtapes. And
yeah,
you don't hear all that extra bullshit on his.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't even fuck with Drake like that, but I'm just being real. Drake don't got all that extra
bullshit.
I like to be original.
Yeah, be original, man. Don't be flipping 6 foot, 7 foot, and like have the same format as Lil Wayne. Make it sound original, man. You gonna take a song like that? You know, make it sound
exactly.
Totally different.
Do something different with it, like Chris Brown did with a Millie. That was hot.
He sang
on it. That was dope.
I don't care what nobody say. That's my man right there. He is. He got y'all. This man be killing it.
My man, Ike Turner.
Really.
He's the cake anime.
But he be doing his thing. I never forget using that booth. And she was singing, and he came and dragged her out that booth. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
That wasn't right. That wasn't right. Y'all talking about that shit was funny. Y'all know that shit
was
funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny. It is funny.
It's sad.
I tell you
why
it was
planking.
I tell you why it was funny, because it was a movie. It wouldn't have been funny had we been watching it in real life, but it was a reenactment. Therefore, it was funny.
It's crazy. It is wild. But we got to wind this down, guys. Blind Fury. Blind Fury. Are you able to? You can do me a drop if you want to one day. You just feel in the mood, you know. You home, chilling, kicking back.
I don't got no problem with giving you a drop. I will drop as many drops as you want, as long as you pick them
up. Drop a little. Yeah.
I like that song. That song is hot.
Yes.
Hey, what, Esther Dean?
Yeah, Esther Dean, exactly.
Yeah, I just seen that motherfucking, that Missy Elliott true story last night, man. I got to give it up for Missy, man.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's real.
One of the dopest, man, for real.
Missy had a problem with me, though, real quick, though. Like, not a problem with me, per se, but I smoke a lot of weed, all right? And in Missy's younger day, Missy smoked a lot of weed, too. And obviously, she says now that she don't no more. She'll tell you, you know, my brain is fried, well, I can't do that shit no more. It ain't right. And so she walked in, and the first time she met me, I was blowing a blunt in Timberland Studio just chilling. Here she go, want to yell at Timberland, why are you encouraging him to smoke weed? Don't you know that's Timberland? Like, don't you know that boy smoke more weed than anybody in here? Ain't nobody encouraging him to do nothing he can't do on his own.
Hey, let me ask you one more question, homie. What's
you
one thing
you one more question, homie?
Yeah.
Homie? He catchy too.
Homie,
you know
hey,
he
homie, we
so.
Out here, homie. It ain't nothing.
We out here.
All day, homie.
Yeah, I'm from Florida, man. I'm from Daytona.
I feel that, homie.
Yeah, man. What's one thing you'd change about this music industry if you had a chance to change anything?
I would change the payola that's involved. I would make it to where labels didn't pay radio stations money to give artists slots. You know what I'm saying? I would make it to where people could have free enterprise and play their music more openly and have a better market for getting it bought and heard.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Do you think?
Hey, there you go.
Right, all right. You're going to have me, you know what? Blind Fury, listen.
You know, I'm
going to
hang on it all night.
Racks of rags. You got me saying racks
of rags. No, but listen, it's more fun when you start making up your own words to it, as long as it goes to the tune. Don't say his words, just make up your own words. Yeah.
Snacks on snacks.
Mm-hmm. That's about as bad as hide your kids, hide your wife. Y'all remember that shit, right?
No, that ain't worse
than the Walmart song.
What is that?
I don't think I heard the Walmart song.
Oh, man, it's Kev from New Orleans. He's doing the little bounce music. He like, I'm going to Walmart.
Oh, man.
I'm going to Walmart.
Yep.
I gotta get that. Send it to me.
They got the remix though. They got the remix, the Home Depot song.
Oh shit.
Hammer time.
Yo, you a clown. I'm not fucking with you.
Send it to me. What about the baby that song you played with the comedian talking about my baby? What is it?
That's that Mike Epps shit. I'm a baby making nigga. I'm a baby making nigga.
I'm a baby.
That's funny too. That is hilarious.
Oh God, I heard that song.
Yeah,
I was like, what? That sounds hilarious.
All the fans get mad at me about that dance music.
Oh yeah, don't mess around with that water.
I'm gonna tell you like this, y'all wrong. Don't come around here that bullshit, Lowo. Gonna let
How you gonna cut short a slang word, yo? I be like, it's already woe. Now you gonna chop it down like woe.
What's happening, woe?
Really?
You're saying woody? That's why.
Yo,
that's what woody means though. They just chop woody down, so they just call each other woody now. But now it's gonna be W, just like regular W.
What's that?
What up, bro? Good.
Yep. What up, dog?
Oh, man.
What's happening with you, woody? Say, Ron.
That is crazy.
Hey, we was talking about Birdman last night. Talking about he got a Jewish girlfriend now, and we were talking about like how that conversation went between Birdman and the girl's father.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Look here,
Wayne, that's my son there. I'm stunning out here. I got this $5 million house over. Y'all Jews got all that money there. You give me some of that there, little woke.
That's what is going on. That is what's happening. That's what's happening there.
What's happening there?
What's happening there?
What's happening there?
That's what they be saying. Who said that? They had such a boy, somebody. One of them chaps, somebody. Man,
I see another rapper blind, going blind, a color they hear.
Talk
about a fucking window.
No, you don't point.
I'm about to go YouTube the Walmart song when I get done with this. I'm going to Walmart.
Hey, you got a cool little line. Yeah, she fine. I got a number from the checkout line.
Y'all need to do the McDonald's. I forgot the old song. Y'all remember the old McDonald's song?
I need a Big Mac.
It was like, I only remember half of it. It was like the menu. It was like, I want a Big Mac, a BLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese and fries, something, fish fillet. It was like they just sang the menu. I forgot.
What's your name?
Okay.
I'm going to McDonald's. I was up at Wendy's. Got a 10-piece nugget, but I wanted 20. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey,
we should have like a hip hop committee to fire all the weak rappers. Like, you know, had all the OGs be like a hip hop council, some shit.
No. I tell y'all I'm gonna tell y'all a real quick funny story, and then we gonna wind it down for real, cause you know Nikki gotta go soon. Me and my old lady was sitting around talking the other night, and she was saying, you know how all these TV networks is always trying to say, you know, put teams together, like, oh, so you want to be this, you want to be that, and then they mold the people into what they want to be. I was like, yeah. So my girl was like, yo, BET should let you, you know what I'm saying, host a show where they take a group of young kids, you know what I'm saying, from different places or whatever, and mold them into rappers. She said, you know what I'm saying, and then 1 week y'all could bring in a producer, you know what I'm saying, have everybody rap on a beat. I said, yeah, and then 1 week we'll bring in an English teacher.
Oh, man.
That is crazy. Y'all are crazy. Yeah, well, we bring in the English teacher. Y'all are crazy.
And it came so natural, though. It was funny.
Hilarious. Man,
yeah,
y'all,
man.
I've been laughing so hard, man. I can't laugh even no more. I've been crying. And, you know, ever since I've been on the phone with y'all, I've been getting hit with some music. But what they don't know is they're going to be hit with a submission letter saying, pay me, honey. That's what they don't know. Man,
they don't know, but they're going to soon find
out. I've been crying, laughing. But they about to get hit with
the
English. I'm with Lil Zane. Lil Zane was out when my little brother was in high school.
Man, who cares about Lil Zane? I'm going to catch so much slack for this interview tomorrow. Damn. I went to talking about Juice Man, the Flocka, the Zane, the YC. Damn, I done dissed everybody tonight.
You was not. You ain't, are you, you ain't dissed nobody, did you?
No.
Dude,
hey.
That ain't dissing.
Yeah.
You're
just
saying that. Everybody say that. They got a whole song that say Short But Shorty. Hey.
Hey, yeah. That's a hot song.
Way tripping. Yeah, that song is hot. I don't know who came up with that, but they made some money off of that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to have the freestyle. Hit them two times.
All right. Check it out real quick.
Well, you got to put some Nikki Rich in there, too. Nikki.
All right, check it out. Rolling up in the perp state twirl, because I'm on the telephone with the birthday girl calling Nikki. I hit the sticky real quickly, then get back to the chat room, flow like a bathroom. Anyway, I'm getting cut like a classroom, and y'all already know, coming through and it's past noon. It's late at night. I say it right, say it tight. I just freestyled the shit, and it's amazing, right?
That was hot. You did it. You did your thing. Blind Fury, 2011. June 30th. Reppin' SC, baby.
And now let's all go out and have drinks and roll up and have a good Thursday night.
Yes. We're going to have to connect now. You're going to have to inbox me or something. DM. Something.
Oh, I mean, I got all your info, so I'll probably hit you up. You know what I'm saying? I hit you up, definitely.
Hey, don't forget about me, Blind Fury, now.
I got you.
Don't
I'm going to
holler at
you later.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming on iJive Urban Rich Radio, and you're welcome to come back. And let me tell you another thing. If you know any other artists, I know you said you knew some artists up here that was doing different things. Tell them about the show. They can come on, you know, do an interview. We welcome to have them as well.
I got you. I'm going to look out for you.
Okay. Well, you have a blessed
right,
day.
Bye.
I will.
You too.
Thank you guys for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. we're leaving tonight, and we're so grateful to have Blind Fury on. And we did talk to Kaijang, so he will be coming back on with us. So y'all have a good night.
Yeah. I woke up this morning, dawg. I had one thing on my mind, man, and that's money. So I'ma get it.
Yeah, real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these suckin' niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day. Hey, no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it, let's make it, let's make it. Let's make it.
Woo. Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine. Oh, I'ma take.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's money to be made. So let's make it. No sleep, I'm out here grinding while you resting, homie.
Nah.
Hey, yeah, I'm built for this. That's why I'm out here flexing, homie.
What?
But my motto still got over everything. And I'm still about a dollar that'll never change.
Nah.
I let the haters hate. Cause that's what haters do.
Do.
Money looking right. We call that pay-per-view. Blowing money fast. Yeah, I'm throwing cash. First thing to the paper and you throwing last.
Yeah.
Thomas Tice rapping. What up, KB? What it do, Pug?
What up?
What up, AB? Middle finger up, screaming nigga, pay me.
Pay me.
Can't you see I'm rich? That's clear as AC. Yeah, yeah. Real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these suckin' niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey,
no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it, let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.